Islamic Poetry, Volume 1, The Mystic Poets, An Introduction. Islam is one of the world's great religions, and over the centuries one of its strongest voices, for peace, for tolerance, for the realization that we are all in this world together, whatever our individual beliefs, much of its teachings are wise words for us all. As Islam moved from its Arabian heartland to a wider geographic area, so its core message remained, albeit adapted to different lands, to different ears. Poets were ever eager to provide an alternate way of delivering the message in beautiful verse. Their simplicity was embracing, their ornateness a humble offering to greater forces. The poems here are both profound and wide-ranging. They give verse to thoughts that still preoccupy mankind, as central to their message is love and humility. Civilizations may come and go, rise and fade, but culture and its arts linger on in oral histories and the written word. The contribution of these mystic or Sufi poets comes in many forms. They view the world in ways that give us pause to reconsider our own. Obviously, translations come in many shades and hues, and even if the translator colours the original meaning of the poem, the essential truths remain. In this volume, we have gathered many of the most celebrated of these ancient and classical verses by poets of the calibre and brilliance of Rumi, Kabir, Hafiz, and many others. Their wise words illuminate much of what we search for.
With My Very Own Hands by Ibn Arabi. With my very own hands I laid my little daughter to rest, because she is of my flesh. Thus am I constrained to submit to the rule of parting, so that my hand is now empty and contains nothing. Bound to this moment we are in, caught between the yesterday that has gone and the tomorrow that is yet to come. This flesh of mine is as pure silver, while my inner reality is as pure gold. Like a bow have I grown, and my true posture is as my rib. My Lord it is who says that he has created me in a state of suffering and loss. How then can I possibly hope for any rest, dwelling as I do in such a place and state? Were it not for that state, I would be neither child nor parent. Nor indeed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?